Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
I'm going fine. Thank you. Olympics starting this week. We'll get to that shortly. But first, let's start with the Tour de France over and done with. Now, what's his name? Pogacar.
Yeah, you say it, but yeah, a well-deserved win, wasn't it? He basically led from start to finish the whole event over the 3 weeks. So, yeah, thoroughly deserved. Ben O'Connor was an interesting one from Australia.
Yeah.
Over in WA, he finished fourth and a relative unknown before this race, but I can tell you now, he won't be forgotten any time soon. That was a magnificent effort. Richie Porte, from a Tasmanian perspective, finished 38th in the end, I think it was, and he was around that sort of mark for the whole trip, really, and finished about two and a bit hours off the pace. So we know he probably was never going to be on the podium again this year, but yeah, he's got a busy time ahead. He's off to Tokyo now, of course, to ride for Australia at the Olympics. So we wish him all the best over there after another successful tour.
Indeed. All right, let's go to motorsport now. So we had the supercars in Townsville on the weekend. Cam Waters, two wins. Van Giz had one win. Van Giz still on top of the ladder, but not that far now.
Yeah, I think he's in first still. I think he had a second, first and second on the weekend. And I think he's pretty comfortable on top. 1,926 points he's on, so he's going pretty well. And Jamie Wincup's second, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's obviously a blast in the past with Jamie Wincup going so well. He dominated this event for so long, didn't he? So, we're set up for a pretty good, exciting back half of the season. Look forward to it.
Yep, and Lewis Hamilton wins the British Grand Prix, so that's no real surprise. What did you make of having the sprint race as like a prelude now to get pole?
Yeah, look, I haven't followed it too closely, to be honest, so I can't give you a huge comment about it, but anything that mixes things up a little bit, I don't think it's a bad thing. Makes it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen in every Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. Just a few, but the way it worked on the weekend is instead of having the shootout for pole, like fastest lap gets yep. pole and so forth back to the end of the grid, they had an actual race, a 17-lap sprint race to determine pole positions. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a bit more value for punters going along.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. All right. Let's go to the footy now. So the big news is Dusty's out.
Yeah, massive news, wasn't it? Didn't see this one coming. No one would have. He's been so durable. He's only missed a handful of games since the start of his career, so it's going to be a little different without him out there, and a big loss for Richmond too after a wonderful performance on Friday night to bring up or celebrate Jack Revolt's milestone in the best possible fashion, getting their season back on track. Jack was outstanding with his six goals, but yeah, it took a bit of gloss off it, didn't it, with Dusty's injury, that's for sure.
So does it look like, what have you heard, look like we're going to get maybe some more games in Tassie?
Yeah, not sure. It looks like the AFL's sort of powering on as is at the moment in Victoria. Obviously, there's a bit going on behind the scenes, and certainly was yesterday afternoon when we found out some of those GWS and Sydney players had to withdraw from that game right at the last minute. There's plenty of little subplots at the moment, but it looks like the AFL will stick with the fixture as is for this coming week, and we'll see what happens from there. But yeah, no word of Tassie just yet. But obviously North Melbourne due to host Geelong here very soon as well, so hopefully that game does go ahead, because we know Geelong has got a really big supporter base here in Tasmania, so fingers crossed that happens the week after next Saturday the 31st.
Okay, so what's going on in the TSL?
Yeah, well, we saw a couple of interesting results on the weekend. Clarence went up and knocked off North Launceston, so that was a good result for the competition, really, with the two Launceston teams dominating for much of the year. That is a good result heading into the finals from a Southern team perspective. Not so much for North Launceston, who was representing Brad Cox-Goodger out there in his 200th game and couldn't quite get the job done. It was a tight finish, and Clarence only won by 2 points. I called the game at the Twin Ovals, and the Tigers were brilliant in the first half. They were out to a 30-point lead at one stage, but Lonnie fought back and did well to win by 13 points in the end. And the other game of the round, Lauderdale, back on the winners list in a big way, a huge win, 130-49 over Glenorchy.
Righto. And NPL, the Devonport Strikers Riverside game on the weekend was called off due to the ground being flooded at Launceston. So, Strikers fans, that's been moved to 7:30 this Tuesday night, Devonport against Riverside. Right. British Open Golf.
Yeah, we got a winner there too, which was Morikawa, Colin Morikawa. He finished at 15 under for the tournament after firing a fourth round, 4 under. Jordan Spieth was the runner-up with 13 under. So well done to those particular, and particularly Morikawa. It was his debut at the Open, which was outstanding to see. From an Australian perspective, Cam Smith was the best Aussie type at 30-30, finished the tournament 2 under. So he was the best Australian there.
Okay. NBL 1, so we didn't have it on the weekend for obvious reasons. I guess it's watch this space over the next... They're going to have to make a call by Wednesday, I would assume. Ringwood, due to play our Tasmanian teams, the Thunder, the Chargers and the Tornadoes this weekend. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, no, I guess we'll have to wait to see what happens with the lockdown situation in Victoria, because I think they're not deciding that for another 24 hours, but... the word on the street is it might be extended, so that would cause even more disruption, wouldn't it, for the NBL 1 season? I know that game against Waverley that was supposed to be here last Friday and Saturday night in Tasmania, that's been postponed, I think, to about the 20th of August or something like that. So if they have to delay another week, the season's just going to keep pushing out and pushing out. But if that's what they have to do, that's what they have to do, I guess, to get the season done and dusted.
Yeah. Great win for the Wallabies on Saturday night, by the way, for rugby fans. Look, the Wallabies will play the All Blacks. At this stage, it's due to start, I think, second weekend of August in the Bledisloe Cup. I watched the game, and the Wallabies have been pretty boring and terrible for the last 3 years, I reckon. Now, I reckon it's the best-looking and well-coached Wallabies team that I've seen in ages. They looked really good. They've got some really exciting young players, some really big boppers that do the job. So, rugby fans, Wallabies, they're back on the rebuild and looking pretty good, I reckon. Now, Olympics starting this week. Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Gee, there's some nervous people around... the IOC, though, just with the COVID situation. Obviously, all the athletes have flown into a state of emergency in Japan, and we've already seen a few people have to withdraw from the Olympics. A prominent tennis player overnight, we saw Alex Diminor, have to do it last week. So I just fear that it could get out of control potentially, but fingers crossed it doesn't. But it's certainly a risky situation. But hopefully, once everything starts up, we can focus away from the pandemic and focus on what will be hopefully some brilliant performances for Australia, led by our very own Ariane Titmus. Cannot wait for her to jump into the pool.
Indeed. All right, mate. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.